All right, let me read this newspaper, get y'all guys caught up. The Nautical Newsletter. Where did you find Econ Paper? Carnage with carnage at sea. Teacheros ahoy. The team gathered on the deck of the Kahuna Wave to hear the real captain's grand plan. Captain Fitzclive gave each crew a task. Chuckles became master armor. Swish was head chef, and Patches is lead cleaner. Fitzclive and Patches had a heart-to-heart where Patches was given permission to steer the ship. The grand plan was finally revealed. Travel to Teacheros and start over as a new crew of pirates. Before they could get underway, they were assaulted by a welcoming party from Captain Donald Carnage. His crew of merry men raided the wave, but were quickly fought out by Squish, shooting from the crow's nest. Chuckles tried his hand in a duel, but was quickly toppled over. Ever fearless, Patches hid behind the wheel. Finally, Fitzclive revealed his ghost power, sending the marauding crew back to their own ship, but the gang pulled a reverse Uno card and jumped aboard the ship. Filling their pockets with tobacco and cannonballs, they severely crippled the Carnage crew. Back on their own ship, the crew decided to head to the last rod, find a map for Teacheros.
It sounds like a pretty solid plan.
I'm not sure what I'm remembering from our session and what I'm remembering from the first episode of Our Flag Means Death. Because I also watched that like the next day. And I think there was something that there was like a very similar situation that happened.
Was there a character named Sandy Onions?
No,
I don't know. I don't think we've ever seen that.
How about Don Carnage?
Don Carnage!
Don't know.
Don Carnage is a character from DuckTales. Ooh. Maybe Tailspin?
It's also a character from... Oh, nice.
Right?
Wait, which one is Chuckles?
Let me tell you what my prompt was. So I used Meta AI for this. And my prompt was a red demon, a gray pirate, and a little dirt man all in a boat.
Little dirt man?
And I gotta say, like, the options it gave me were pretty good. I quite liked this one because it kind of looks like your image on the front page in the lobby with like the glassy eye.
Yeah, it doesn't look dissimilar. No. I'm less old though.
Yeah, no, it's an age photo. It's a you know caricature.
Demons and pirates don't age, don't you know that?
Yeah,
it's white hair and beauty.
I wonder if Charlie Day would have showed up if you had plugged it in.
You know, I've tried it, and it really got confused, but I was surprised how well this did. AI's gotten even better since last time I really used it, so.
Last 3 weeks.
Don't let the AI know.
I always had real trouble getting it to do demons and stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, I was really impressed with what it was able to spit out for me. Anyway.
So we're on a dinghy.
Yeah. Well, you're on the ship. You are on a bigger ship. You guys are on the Kahuna Wave. You are setting sail for the last hurrah, if you guys remember that, or if you don't remember that. That is a island south of Teacheros, and it's full of demons. It's kind of like a demon vacation spot. But it's also welcome to humans if they, like, you know, want to stay for dinner.
Stay as dinner.
Ass.
Did you say ass?
Ass.
All right. So you have. Hold up. I just spelled that. I'll open that up.
All right. Are we still at the Kahuna Wave? I can't imagine this is like GPS.
No, you are at the Kahuna Wave. You guys are going to have to roll to travel to the last route. So it's somewhere you guys have been. So it's not going to be like, you know, you have to survive this trip. But depending on how well you roll will depend on how easy it is to get there. So who wants to go first?
I mean, I'll roll. I guess. I'll roll anything.
Yeah. Well, Patches, you're steering the ship, right?
I think so. Where we left off? Are we continuing right where we left off, or is there any time passed?
Yeah, I mean, you guys finished off the Iron Vulture, or whatever I called it, the Lead Vulture, lead turkey, maybe. Anyway, you finished off the other ship. They're, you know, skedaddling away. You have your own ship. There are, I should remind you, two holes in the deck where I believe it was Patches tried to throw a cannonball and missed.
He couldn't have missed twice, though.
No.
Well, he had three cannonballs the third time he got them.
So he did miss twice.
Yes. Nah. So you guys are a little at a disadvantage. You do have two holes on your deck. Not enough to sink the ship, but definitely pretty
definitely
important.
Definitely a walking hazard.
Definitely a trip hazard.
And a drowning, a sinking hazard.
Or I just made two new poop holes.
That's an awfully small poop hole. That's going to take aiming.
How big's your butt?
I mean, I would like to take the guesswork out of it, so just make the hole really big.
You just want a huge hole.
Yeah.
Well, my solution is, why don't I throw more cannonballs until I fill in that hole?
I think
fill in the hole?
What? I think you're just going to cause more damage. Yeah. I got to be honest.
I'm just going to go back to cleaning in my corner over here with my broom and my stuff.
You were assigned tasks, so Squish has food supply, making sure that stays up. Yours is like a descending clock, so the longer you're at sea without filling up, it's going to get full. Chuckles, yours is the opposite. You're an armory, which is what the captain gave you as a role. You got to make sure. It means that currently you guys don't have any weapons. The only weapons you had were three cannonballs, and you used all three.
We did. We stole a cannon.
Who told them to make a hole in my deck, by the way?
We did steal a very old cannon.
Yeah, we stole a very old cannon.
You also stole an old cannon. You're right. So let me go ahead.
It's an antique.
What's fair is fair.
Yeah. Right. So here, you get one.
We don't have anything to shoot out of it, but we got a cannon.
Right. And then Patches, you had two. You are in charge of keeping things clean, and you are in charge of actually finding us to teach Rose once we find a map.
You got it, dude.
So who's going to fix the hole in me ship?
Well, I guess that's Chuckle's work.
Chuckle's work.
All right. Well, get at it.
All right.
You, Patches. Start steering us out of here.
Who?
Patches.
Oh, I thought you called me Birches. All right, I'm on it.
I thought he called you Peaches.
I thought his name was Crandall.
Yeah, so Chuckles, you want to tinker and see how well you can fix this hole?
Yeah, yeah. I want to take just some driftwood and start piling it in there with nails. Do we have nails?
Yeah, I think you probably have nails.
I feel like we should have nails.
If you don't have
the
nails
board
here,
over there.
I was going to say, you probably take them from the other boards.
All right, sure. And I can roll that?
Yeah, I roll for... Roll for, I guess, Tinker,
Or Wreck.
Wreck this boat.
Fire. Oh, no. Failure. I don't get anything for rolling the same number three times.
Oh, you get a failure.
Hold on, my foundry just crashed.
The hole is now bigger.
The hole is now bigger.
I got good news and I got bad news. It's the same. The hole is now bigger.
Yes.
I imagine it's now just one large hole. It was two separate holes, and you now have combined the holes.
That's a mighty fine poop shoot, lad.
Now we're talking.
What is right below the poop hole?
The new poop hole?
The poop destination.
Not where we waffle it.
Yeah, you're great. I repeat, we do not raffle.
Let's take a look.
Oh, God.
Did that load for anyone?
Yeah.
We don't know. We can see it.
Oh, good. It's just me. Great. My foundry is just crashing. Hold on.
Yeah, I feel like you're about to learn us something, and I'm very scared.
Turns out the poop hole's above the galley.
Yeah, I really hope it's not above the kitchen.
It turns out it's above the cabin boy.
The cabin boy's lodge, which is just my bathroom.
Which is a bathroom, so I feel like that's exactly where it should go.
You're going to have to take
the other bathroom.
I'm going to take a tubing system.
Intricate system of tubes.
Level of levels.
Right. Levels.
levels, Jerry.
I'm sorry about this. For some reason, I can't get Audrey to load. Hold on. We're getting the backup computer.
What's the backup computer?
My work
Surprise,
computer.
She's been shopping. Oh, she can still hear us, even though she walked away.
No, I can't. Yeah. It's funny how that works.
I don't like that.
I can hear you the whole time.
Oh. No, I'm okay.
It's quite frustrating. I've never had this happen before.
Yeah.
I promise, it's my first time.
I've had that happen before.
All right, I'm going to close this door.
Speaking of shitting the bed.
Oh, shit the bed.
He's going to poop.
Nobody.
Fast one.
What?
It wasn't far from Kung Fu.
I know Kung Fu.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So you guys hit the very front of the ship when you were trying to throw it at the cabin, I believe, or throw it at the other ship.
Okay.
Yeah, we guys.
Stands to reason.
Stands to reason. So you actually dropped it. If you look at the lower deck, you dropped it right onto where you guys sleep.
I thought we weren't allowed over there.
So these are the quarter. No, you're not allowed in the back. That's where the captain sleeps.
So we're in those hammocks. I feel like I'm the only one that sleeps there because...
I sleep in the kitchen.
Yeah, and the other one, the great captain, he sleeps in the bathroom.
So I guess you got a sunroof now.
Nice. Also an executive bathroom. Executive.
Are you
going to
poop in your own poop in your own bedroom?
You're literally the only one who sleeps there.
Fair enough.
You said there's a hole in there now.
There is. Yeah. We're only doing one level. It doesn't go anywhere else. It just goes right.
Yeah, it just went down one level. Like,
so we do have the cannonball still.
You know what? You do have the cannonball still. All Congratulations. Right. You're up to three cannonballs.
Yeah, it's in me bedroom.
I'll move it. I got to use the facilities.
Oh, you go to the latrine. I've got to keep this place clean or else I'm not going to get good grades.
I don't see how that affects me.
Or your grades.
Or my grades.
I didn't know you were in school.
School for hard knocks.
No.
The earth is my school.
All right. So, yes, you've now made a sunroof in your bedroom.
Sunroof or moonroof?
I don't know what the difference is, but...
Depends on what time of day.
Good answer.
All right, we should probably go to Last Hurrah.
Yeah.
All right, Patches, you roll for success.
Roll what for success?
Well,
just roll success, whatever it is.
You're steering the ship.
Wreck.
No.
Deception. All right, what do you want me to roll?
No. Well, what do you think would, like, study getting to the... Getting to Last Hurrah?
Command.
Yeah. I mean, you're commanding a vessel.
Okay. I thought command was more for ghosts, but I'll do that.
Yeah, it is, but I'll allow it if you can make a good argument.
Nope. Just rolling.
All right.
Sounds like you are right.
I'm commanding the ship forward. Let's go.
The critical success.
I'm currently driving us in the right direction.
You guys start out and you're going strong. Easy sailing, no major wind, no other pirates. It's kind of empty out there on the sea. It does take you a few days to get Last Hurrah, so you are going to roll again. But meanwhile, while you're on the ship, what are you guys doing?
I want to fish.
You want to fish? All right. Yeah. Go ahead and fish.
I assume hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, are you like fishing with a pole or with a spear?
I was thinking of a pole, but I wasn't really sure if we had one.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me about fishing with that pole.
I just go off the side of it and I sit there on the side, but I tie myself into it because I really don't want to fall in.
Okay.
And then I throw it out there and I use a little bit of whatever supplies we have. The rutabaga to catch fish.
I mean, nails.
No, I don't use the nails. We lost all those down the poop hole.
So, out of character, someone's trying to fix it.
It's not a poop hole. It's just a hole to the quarters. My bedroom.
You're going to put a pole in there? They can slide down?
That sounds amazing.
I don't want you guys in my bedroom. I don't want it to be easier for you guys to come down there.
Some of your driftwood is just like hanging like a pole now, and you can slide down it.
I'm gonna fix it.
But now you're just monkeying up it like Dee Dee.
Oh yeah, what's she doing in all this?
Oh, Dee Dee has absolutely been loving the ropes. It kind of reminds her of like the forest she grew up in.
Oh, okay.
Which, about her childhood, which she finds offensive, but. So she's made like a little rigging up there, and you know how like in Tarzan they take the banana leaves and they like spread them out and like make a little nest for them at night. She just does that with random things she finds. So there's just like old dirty carpet, burlap sacks. She's made herself a little like trash nest up in the.
Oh, that's adorable.
Like a crow.
Aren't you her familiar, Andy?
Yes.
No, she's not familiar. Owner.
Owner.
No, I think you're her familiar.
I think it's the other way around.
You're her familiar? She'd be, you serve her?
No, she'd be my familiar.
Oh, I thought that's what he said.
Oh, I thought he said I was her familiar.
That's what he said.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, out of character, Bridget.
Oh, yeah, out of character. You're talking about catching fish with rutabaga. When we were on vacation, we saw someone catch this giant catfish. I'm not kidding. It was the size of a toddler. The thing was massive. And he said he caught it with the head of another fish.
Fish head.
Well,
fish
I'll have
head.
To...
Roly, roly fish head.
I'll have to use that after I catch this first fish.
Yeah, so you successfully...
You gotta catch fish to catch fish.
You successfully caught a fish. What did you catch?
I don't want to say tuna, but like an orange roughy.
All right.
Is that just another word for tuna?
No, it's a different type of fish.
Okay, thank you. Continue.
It doesn't go bluefin, yellowfin, orange roughy.
It's a real tough looking fish.
Yeah, you know what? Changing it to monkfish.
Caught a monkfish. Can't eat that?
Yes, you can.
Oh.
It's the lobster of. It's the poor man's lobster. Oh, I was going to say it's the lobster of the sea, and then I realized what I was saying.
I was bluffing.
The captain sees you. Tie yourself to the side of the ship. He sees you out there with your spear and catching it. You know, old man in the sea style, and he's kind of calls out to you. He goes, "Impressive job, lad."
Thank you. We can't eat the head.
You can't?
You cannot.
What's wrong with the head?
Oh, one, it's really ugly. Two, I'm going to use it as bait to catch a bigger fish.
Ah, that's how they do it up in Mishigami.
I'm going to have to take your word on that.
You've never been?
No. Where is it? Is it by the Teacheros?
Well, you know, it's one of the Southern Dagger Isles. You really never looked at a map, have you?
I don't know if I know how to read a map.
I knew it.
Fair enough.
I knew you were illiterate. You were lying to me.
No, I didn't say illiterate. I said I don't know how to read a map.
That's a type of illiterate.
He is true. Map knowledge is very important. I was going to throw out the fancy word for map reading. I can't remember what it is.
Cartography.
Cartography. Thank you, boys. Cartography is a very important skill.
That's why I'm not driving the ship.
But you're keeping us fed. I mean, look at that thing. It's as ugly as hell.
It reminds me of
Oh, my God.
I
just saw a picture. It's really ugly.
It's really ugly.
That thing is more mouth than fish, to be honest.
Yeah. That's why they stuff it.
Cut its head off.
Use it as bait.
Knife goes in, guts come out.
Oh, wait, hold on. Well, good job, nevertheless. All right. Patches, what are you up to but when you're not steering the ship? Because you can't steer it 24/7.
No, no. If you go to the where I was steering it, I've left a like little contraption where it's like with a stick and some rope where it's like holding the ship's the wheel in place. And I'm currently in my bathroom downstairs. I'm talking erratically to Neelix right now.
I feel like someone who loves driving, you do spend an awful lot of time avoiding it.
I'm trying to. It's on autopilot. What do you know? You don't know how to autopilot.
No.
Autopilot is an art. Once you become so good at captaining, you can eventually learn to autopilot.
Did you learn that from your book?
Bro.
Captaining for
no.
Dummies.
You're not in here right now. Neelix!
Sorry, sir. It's just it's been awfully hot in that bottle.
I know. I need your help. We need to keep the captain from finding out that I have you. But also he's making me do a lot of work.
Well, you do want to be captain of your own ships one day, don't you, sir?
I wanted to be captain of this ship someday. He wasn't supposed to be here.
I mean, ships are very hard work, sir. This is probably actually a very good practice for you.
Practice? No. Listen, we need to get out of here. We need to get back to land. Oh, and
land,
he's
sir? From...
Yes, land.
And what do you plan to do once you're on land?
Get a ship and a new crew and a whole new crew and not replace the guys. I'll probably take the guys with me, but we can't trust this guy. I don't think we can trust this guy.
And why is that, sir?
You know what he's like.
I do. I was his butler for some time, and I have been in this bottle for even longer than you can imagine. But I have to say, so far, the only person that's mutineered is you, sir.
I needed the ship to get back to land back then.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open, sir, but can I have one request?
What is it, Neelix? What is it? And I'm like looking through my book trying to figure out how to pirate this ship right the right direction.
When you put me back in the bottle, can you leave the cork just a little askew? It gets dreadfully hot in there.
Only if you stay in there. We can't risk him finding out that I got you in here, okay? I'll be in very
All right.
big trouble. We gotta get back to we gotta get out of we gotta get this ship and get back to land.
If you say so, sir. He goes back into the bottle, but you do when you put the cork in there, you do kind of just like pop it off to the side a little bit. Mirror in there.
Just a skew.
Just a little bit.
Just a skew.
All right. Chuckles. Are you doing anything while you're traveling?
I'm still working on those holes. It's unclear whether or not I'm making it any better or much worse. But now I am fixated on these holes.
So the captain sees Captain Fitzclyde, sorry, the real captain. He sees you working on the holes. Yeah, sometimes he comes up behind you and he kind of is kind of watching you work, but eventually he goes, you know, carpentry is something that is a skill, some say. They say some people are born to work with wood and some people we rather wouldn't.
I don't get it.
Well, that's neither here nor there. When you're finished fixing those holes, and by the way, you do have to fix those holes. We cannot go into port like this.
But you said you'd rather I wouldn't.
Well, if you're going to continue to work on it, I don't want to discourage you, but I do have a project, actually, I need your help with.
Okay.
How good are you with general create, you know, can you make a pair of speakers?
Yes, I've done it before. And by God,
like
I'll do it again.
Have you?
Well, I mean, I need a walkie-talkie.
A walkie-talkie? You've made a walkie-talkie?
Yeah, that's canon.
Two of them.
Do you still have them?
Unclear. Yes, probably.
I think you guys still do out of care. Do you still have your walkie-talkie?
Does it? Yeah. Loadout. Yeah, I don't know if it's in here. Oh, wow. No. I forgot about this interest I used to have. Becoming a Vampire for Dum-Dums. That's a book I have in my possession.
Yeah, Bridget was just talking about that earlier today.
Yeah. How you brought it up once and then it never happened.
I set up a whole season of stuff for him to do that, and he never did any of it.
Wow.
Instead, he got really into onions. The arch nemesis of vampires.
Honestly, not far off. Yeah. Well, if you can, I'd like a pair of speakers made for the ship. And the idea is that, you know, we could play music or other uplifting things, you know, while we're traveling. It's like a lot of time.
Van Halen and other yacht
like
rock.
Van Halen. Never heard of them, but I'm sure they're great.
They're butt rock.
They're butt rock.
Yes. So, all right. So, all right. You want me to rig this thing out for music?
Yeah, for music. I mean, you know, we'll need a microphone or something, probably located over the wheel, you know, to give announcements, yes. some way to hook up, you know, music and things like that. You know, it just make it really loud, really amp up the bring in the attitude, as some people would say.
You're right. Screw these holes. Speakers it is.
Excellent. And
can you put a speaker in the hole?
No, we're not talking about the holes anymore. Just ignore them. Throw a rug over it. No one will notice.
When you get up to kind of like walk away from the hole, the captain does kind of like snap his fingers and two ghost carpenters show up, but they do carry like real wood and they actually start repairing the ship. Behind you as he's talking to you. Yes, I think speakers, a microphone at the very least, something to really, you know, I think it will really improve karaoke.
All right. Yeah, let's do that. I think it would build our team.
It would build our team.
Yes.
It really would build our team. And he starts laughing.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So you have a new project to work on. Hold on, let me make this. I didn't actually make this. Silly me. Cock. I'm going to say these speakers are like a level 4 difficulty. I forgot you guys made the walkie-talkies. We'll make it gray.
All right.
Perfect. That down here, off to the side. There you go. I think I could assign this to you.
All right. And then you want me to roll Tinker, hopefully?
Or yes, you can roll Tinker. That's just to get part. Like, I'm sure you don't have the parts on hand or anything, but definitely roll once just to see. Like, I think you're going to kind of like scoop out the area, decide, you know, what you need, use your knowledge because you are going into port. So you probably can buy some parts there, but go ahead and roll for Tinker.
Success. I do it.
Perfect. You've tinkered your way into the, you understand, how to make some speakers. You've got a good idea in your head. You've got some plans, you've got the parts list, you know exactly what you'll need to do.
All right.
Perfect. All right. Who wants to? So, Brandon, you rolled out last time. Someone else roll for traveling to Tetros. Or no, Lasteroth. Does anyone want to do it?
I mean, what would it be?
Let's see. I mean, I can just roll an action roll. It'd be kind of like, I don't know, I'd kind of, it's a free-for-all, if you want to hunt. Say you're like scoping out the landscape. Chuckles. I don't know. Prowl. Wreck your way to shore.
Oh no! I'm swinging around on the sails because I've really gotten into like knot tying, but also ropes. And I've been seeing Dee Dee just sort of swinging around, having a good time. And we're roughly the same size. And I just started doing what she was doing. You know what they say, monkey see, monkey do. And I that must help.
With
yeah.
What?
It has to help.
What do you mean with what?
How? What has to help with what?
Navigation, speed.
Agility.
So, you want to roll your finesse or your prowl, distance. See how well you have some fun up in the ropes?
No, this is not fun. I mean, it's also fun, but it's mostly work. Sometimes work is fun.
I am not enjoying myself right now. Let me make that clear.
Very clear. This is all business all the time. And so it's finesse?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not a lot of dice. Ouch!
You suffer. You,
as you're like swinging through the ropes, you kind of get overconfident, and the ropes are kind of wet. And I imagine that you just fall through the deck in the hole that you've created.
And now I'm stuck halfway through, like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. So the captain is going underneath, and he's like with a broom trying to push you back up. I swear, son.
With one end.
The broom side.
Okay.
I swear, son. Sometimes you're more trouble than you're worth.
Well, someday I'll get it.
All right. Squish, give it a shot.
Okay.
I'm rewarding no points for your failure.
Oh.
Perfect. Having success.
All right, so for that, can it just be like I'm in the crow's nest telling Patches which way to like turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Can do that then.
Boring.
You be quiet in your hole down there.
Listen, sometimes you just got to go for it. Doesn't always work. Even Babe Ruth struck out.
Yeah, he struck out more than half of his at-bats.
That's probably not true.
But then he made a great, well, not a great candy bar. Actually, it's terrible.
He really struck out on that one, too.
Ha! Huh. Oh. It really stuck.
See, I think with that one.
All right. Well, it's towards the end of, like, the second or third day that you're out there. And finally, the captain points and he goes, "That's it, boys. Last hurrah. You got her into shore safely. Now it's your biggest trick. Can you dock her safely?"
Yes.
Oh.
Patches, you feeling confident behind that wheel?
To it?
Yes, as I kick the stick away that I've been holding. I've been doing great this whole time, right? You know?
Yes, yes, I definitely haven't been correcting us in the as we navigate. I haven't been out back here making small but necessary corrections to avoid great danger.
Well, you're telling me you didn't trust me? Yar, how dare you? I thought we followed the captain's code of, you know, let one of us captain and only one of us.
Yar, I believe we are.
Yeah, but can you parallel that?
It's very awkward. Can you parallel dock?
I can parallel dock. You just watch.
All right. This one's going to be a finesse roll because you do need to finesse it in.
Why do I feel like Patches is not a good finesser?
Turns out.
Turns out I should not have taken that pre-parallel docking drink, as everyone does when they perform at parallel park.
I don't know if it's you had too much or not enough.
Right, that's a good point.
We're gonna find out as I hit the floor.
So as you're parallel docking, As you parallel dock, everyone starts looking at you because you are, like, doing one of these. Like, you're not hitting the boat, but you are, like, having to, like, do, like, 15 turns to get into your spot. You just keep going forward and back and forward and back and forward and back and forward and back. And well, you guys get the picture.
Did I hit anything?
No, you didn't hit anything. But we do look like real asses, okay?
Well, maybe I should hit something. Can I roll for that?
Go ahead. Roll for wreck.
I'm rolling for wreck.
There's no way this is going to fire.
Partial success. I just imagine I'm like, there's like the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer's parallel parking and he's just hitting cars both in front of him, back and forth, back and forth. That's what I'm doing. I'm just hitting the boats.
Very well. You've made your point. Now, before we go to shore, does everybody know what they need? Does everybody know what they're doing?
I need a stiff drink.
Onions.
You need a stiff drink. Onions.
I think we need a map.
Thank you, Squish. Thank you for paying attention. I have my doubts about some of you on this boat. I don't want to say who I have those doubts about, but I will tell you, it's not Squish.
Ooh, teacher's pet, teacher's pet. You got a little brown on your nose.
I never, don't know, he says, just ignoring you. I don't know if you've been to Last Hurrah before, but there are some things you might need to know.
The food disappears when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
They like to eat humans.
Very good.
And a lot of the women up there are very sexy.
Also very true. Some of the men as well. A lot of the men, actually. Let's be fair here. I know this ship, DD aside, you know, is a little bit of a sensitive fest, but whichever way you turn, I'm not.
I don't see gender.
Good for you. Good for you. No sandwich. all right, so map. And are you all going to go and get the map, or are you going to separate? Like, what's the... I can't leave the ship. Somebody needs to stay here and deal with the Port Authority.
I don't think I should go.
Let's all go get the map together. We need
I don't know how to read a map, so...
I don't either. I need speaker supplies, which is what I wanted the onions for. Captain.
Well, egg on my face, I suppose.
No.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's promise to meet back here in, let's say, a few hours. And let's get out of here before night. I don't really want to spend the night.
Everyone remember where we parked.
All right. And you three leave the dock and head out to Last Hurrah. And I think it's a good time to take a break.
And think about what we've done and what we're going to do.
Think about yourselves. Think about it.
Time for a moment of reflection.
Perfect. So as you guys walk down the market streets, It is bright and colorful. There is music everywhere. It's very much like an open, active marketplace. It is 100% full of demons, full of like demons that have like really solid shapes like Squish. Then there are ones that seem to like shift and be kind of amorphous as they walk. So sometimes they look like a black shape, and then sometimes they like shimmer and move into something else. There are tons of stalls. There are stalls with everything you want. There are food market stalls. There are like provisional stalls. There are stalls for anything and everything that you guys want. There are restaurants here as well for an option, but you guys have free roam of the Last Hurrah Marketplace.
Do we have any money?
You do. You have the money that's on you.
Oh, so we have some coin.
Oh, yes, you have whatever coin you have on you. Did not ask the captain for any coin when you left.
That was a mistake.
We were too busy trying to be friends again. Which I am skeptical of.
With what?
I feel like you have to earn my trust again. And I've been demonstrating that through my facial features or gestures.
I'll win you over. I'll steal your heart. Right when you're least expect it.
Right when you want to blow up something the most. I'll be there to encourage you.
and you'll love it.
The next time you want to punch someone in the balls, he'll coach you.
So are there any markets like those electronics markets in China where it's just like bins full of like, I don't know, supplies? I mean, I guess it's not electronics because we don't have electronics in this universe, but other tinkering toys?
Yes. One of the stalls you see at the very end is just got like these large boxes and it's just piled high with like miscellaneous detritus. Okay. But you recognize that this miscellaneous detritus is useful miscellaneous detritus. Yes. And it does look like it's some wires and cathodes and tubes and et cetera.
Lasers. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to fast walk over there.
Okay. Are you two guys going with him?
Yeah, I'm chasing after. Wait. That's got to keep together. This place looks quite unsavory. Yar.
Don't you see that detritus over there? It's useful.
Squish starts following, but then gets distracted and just lets them run away.
Right. So we'll take
food, women.
You don't have to know.
Alcohol. Doesn't matter. You can't see.
You're not here right now.
You're fast walking away.
He is right. You did walk away. Really fast. Fast walked it. Oh, sorry.
So you pull up to one of these carts, and at the center of it is this guy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
He is organized. He's at the shop. He is kind of the shopkeeper. And he sees you guys coming, and he points to his various bins of detritus, useful detritus, and he goes, see anything you like?
You remind me of somebody I used to know. That I bailed on, that believed in me, and I left him.
That's awfully personal for someone you just met, but offer discounts. We don't offer friendly friends and discounts, or people who used to remind me of discounts. Full price.
Yeah, your appearance is awfully striking that I had to comment on it. I have need for many parts and other useful detritus. Specifically, speaker detritus. But before that, do you offer cat food here at your establishment?
Cat food. Cat food. Let me see here. Let me take a look. Hold on.
I feel like she's actually looking.
Turns out the cat food is actually just cats that they eat for food.
Well, turns out we have cat food.
Turns out I don't have any cat food per se, but and he pulls out a tin of like Alpo dog food. Dog food?
Gross. No.
And he just tosses the can and it just clatters behind him.
Oh, man.
Hello, no cat food then.
Think of me. Dog food. Well, I had to ask. Maybe some speaker skins, speaker boxes, speaker lasers. I'll take whatever you got speaker related.
Do you just have speakers?
No, I need to make these on my own. It's not about the speakers, it's about the journey.
What the hell is a speaker? I don't know if we've got speakers, but we do have things like speaker cases, speaker boxes, speaker wires, that sort of.
Oh, yeah. I pull out this drawing that I have in my back pocket. It's written on the back of, a wrapper.
How about a page from my book?
It's a page ripped out straight from the middle of Captains for Dummies. And I've drawn over it crude drawings in crayon of speakers.
It's like the loyalty to your crew page.
So you've got Chuck, the captain there, or Patches, sorry, with you. Do a study to see how good these speaker items are, pieces are.
Are you asking me to do it?
No, I'm just reminding him that he is with you.
Oh. Hello.
Oh. Hello. You looking for anything?
No, just perusing.
Let me see. Oh, no, your study's not particularly high, although it might be higher than mine. No, we have the same study. Although I'm not sure how well you'd be able to study my drawings. Because remember, I am illiterate.
Also, let's not forget it's a page from my book. So do you want me to find this out that you ripped a page from my book out?
This was important.
So you see that a lot of the speaker parts are pretty terrible. Like the wires look like they've been gnawed on upon. Everything's just a little bit bent and broken and misaligned. So not good. Not good parts.
I'll take it anyway.
Not good. Not good.
But I'm not paying full price for these gnawed-on wires.
Not paying full price? What do you mean? These are some of the finest wires you're going to find here. You think this stuff's easy to go by?
Yeah.
Easy to find?
Well, no, it's not. But, you're not going to get one over on me, Blue Man. I know what you're up to. Scamming. I'm not buying it.
I don't think I could scam you guys or anything. I'll tell you what. 2 coins for the whole lot.
2 coins?
2 coins.
No. Captain, talk to this man. He's clearly unreasonable.
Well, all right. Even though I'm kind of going through a little bit of a midlife crisis and my confidence has been shaken to my core. And
you're how old?
Middle-aged.
Okay. Well, take it out on this man, like any other person in midlife.
Listen, sir. This wire has been gnawed upon.
It's clear as day.
Satisfaction. Clear as day. And I whack him on the nose with the wire.
You didn't just do that, did you?
Do what? This? And I whack him again.
So what's your end goal here?
To swing
him? Yes, both in and out of character. What's your end goal here?
I don't know. 50% off?
Okay.
Wire.
Are you...
what the little one said.
Are you trying to boss him into it or convince him into it? Like, what's your... what do you want to roll for this?
I'm a bosser now.
Oh, you're bossy boy?
I'm a bossy boy.
All right, roll your command. The guy's not at all, like, brought over by you hitting him in the nose with the wire, but he does take a look at it, and he's like, ugh. All right, well, I gotta admit, it's not the best wire. All right, 175 for the whole thing.
I whack him in the nose again.
Listen, if you keep doing that, I'm going to have to remind you again that this is an island that eats, likes to enjoy the flesh of humans. And I've got 2 humans here who look like they could use some flesh.
You have humans working for you here?
No.
He's talking about us. He wants to eat us.
I hand chuckles the wire and put him in front of me. Just land.
All right. Here's 1.75 coin, and I chew off a corner of the coin that I'm going to keep and hand him 3/4 of a coin, plus the other coin.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, all right. Hopefully I don't choke on it. We'll just put you down to 1 coin right now, and I'll try to remember you have 0.25 of a coin.
Doesn't let you do that?
No, each coin's like only one box.
Yeah, so, all right.
All right, but you do get the parts for this particular
Set of Nod wires.
You get the parts. Set of Nod wires. You can go ahead and put that as your on your person if you'd like.
You did it, lad. Good job.
And I try to tussle your hair, but I don't think it goes well.
No, I'm offended. But you did help me. You start. So
he's starting to build back your heart. Trust.
I'm just saying. Listen,
squish.
He's on the right path.
We can't trust the red captain. I can't tell you why, but the man's not good.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah. I feel like I had this real moment, and like you're like just staring off into a crowd.
He's just staring at the wires, like happy.
Awesome. You look over at me, I'm gnawing on the wires. These are
pretty talking
good.
To me. We're all gonna fucking die.
Squish, you said you got distracted. Was there anything in particular you got distracted by?
Just by a food stall that has, you know, like exotic spices and whatnot.
Awesome. So when you go,
I can tell it's like one of the higher like scale ones.
It has more than eight. It has eight spices. Some of them doubles.
So while you're there, you see this also this exact same looking demon working the stall, and he sees you and he goes, "Ah, traveler, you've come from far. Anything that piques your interest? You look like a discerning fellow."
All of it. I want some of everything.
Some of everything. Oh,
yes.
Agree. Well, as they say, to your heart's content. Each spice here is a coin per bag. It comes from the farthest off reaches. We go as far south as Michigami. I don't know if you heard about it. It's a great place to go. Doskoval, Lockport, into the Dagger Isles.
I've never heard of any of these places.
Cartography illiterate?
Yes.
It's a problem that affects many people.
And angry about it.
Is there somewhere where I can learn to read a map?
Probably a school. I'm a food vendor, though. I don't know.
You don't know if there's any, like, cartographer stalls around here?
I think down three rows and to the left one, there's someone who deals in books and cartography. I don't go there very often, though.
Okay, and then I just leave to go there.
All right. When you head to that stall, you see a demon there running the running the shopkeeper. And you're noticing all these demons. This demon looks very similar to the one you saw before.
And also to someone I used to know.
And as someone you used to know. He's vaguely familiar. And he just, on the shelves, there's just scrolls and scrolls and scrolls of rolled up maps and all sorts of things. Books about maps. Books on how to read maps, paper, ink, the use.
Do you have a brother that works around here?
No.
Are you sure?
I believe I would know my own brother if I saw him.
I don't know. There's another guy that looks vaguely familiar.
Well, you know, demons come in a variety of colors and shapes. I suppose two could have blue skin and horns. I mean, you have red skin and horns, do you not?
Yes, I think so.
Well, and look, and then he points outside, and as you turn around, you see like another red demon with horns walk past, but he doesn't look like you. He definitely is just like a beach guy, you know, like super bulky muscles, little speedo. Like
I don't have super bulky muscles is what you're telling me.
Or a speedo.
Oh, I have one of those.
No. Oh, well.
Anyway, brother of good sir, I would like a map to our homeland.
our homeland. You're speaking of Teacheros, of course.
Yes.
I'm assuming for you, I was born here, so.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean here like our motherland.
The ancestral home.
Yes. Yes.
That don't one. Have it.
What?
Fresh out.
Don't have one.
Do you know who does?
Nobody has one.
Do you know how to get there?
Well, I do.
Can you tell me?
You're not from Teacheros, are you?
No.
Ah.
That's why I want to go back there. Well, not go back there. I want to go there.
You know what they say about Teacheros is you can only find it once you've been there.
Then how do you know how to get there?
Someone took me once. I haven't lived on this island. I mean, I've lived born on this island, but I do travel. I go places. I do things.
So can you take me there?
It's kind of closed to visit. I mean, I suppose you could go there. You're a demon. But, I mean, it's not very welcoming to visitors.
I don't have any visitors.
People visiting the island, not people visiting you.
Yeah, but I don't. There are none of those. I'm going by myself.
You're going by yourself?
Yes.
You promise?
Yes.
You're not trying to take anybody else to that island?
No.
Because it would be very bad for them if you took them to that island.
Yeah, no. No one else is going with me.
So you're going by yourself.
Wait, why would it be bad?
Well, clearly.
I'm curious.
Well, you know, Teacheros demons, you know this is a cannibal island, of course.
Yes.
Why do you think this is a cannibal island?
Because they're delicious?
Humans are delicious. You're absolutely right.
They are.
Demons have a natural taste for human flesh.
Hmm.
Human flesh?
So what do they eat there?
Human flesh.
Where do they get it? Human. Do they raise them like cattle?
Humans.
I don't know how they get it. It comes in pre-packaged boxes.
Mm. Now I really want to go.
Okay, well, I do have a map that's available for you. I do want to stress, not friendly to visitors, potential cannibalism, bad for humans. Are you sure you want this?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a demon. I want to go.
10 coin.
10?
10.
Best I can do is 1.
Wow. What the? That is possibly the most boldest haggle I've ever seen you try.
I
if
just
you'd like to try
shoot
it,
a coin
give it a roll.
Into quarters.
And that was better than this.
No.
Getting on.
No, that's not going to work.
All right. Highest I can do is 2 and some monkfish. Minus its head.
2 and a monk.
Monkfish. Not a monk. Monkfish.
Oh, I thought you said a monk. Well, I'm, again, a human flesh thing. That kind of.
Yeah, but they kind of taste like human.
Monkeys?
No. Monkfish.
I've heard it's called the lobster of the sea.
It is. It's also called the human of the land.
Well, if that's the case, roll that sway.
Give him bonus.
I think you can't have a bonus.
Yeah, give yourself. Yeah, no, I'm not giving you one. Not for your failure.
Fair enough. Yes!
That was close.
All right, I'll take the monkfish.
And the 2 coin? Oh, deep. Okay, deal. I just have to go get the monkfish.
All right, you'll get the map when you bring back the monkfish and the coin.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I get out the walkie-talkie. Chuckles. Chuckles.
And what is that? Is my pants talking again?
Chuckles.
There's the walkie-talkie.
Yes, you've had it this whole time.
Huh. Can I make this into a speaker?
I've heard some.
Did I even need that
some
shoot
really
on wire?
Messed up things. Why did you buy chewed on wire?
That's a long story. I mean, not that long. I just did. On a whim. Impulse.
Okay.
It'll come in handy, I'm sure.
Okay. Also, I don't know what a wire is.
Oh, you'll see. Is it supposed to be?
Can't be any worse than cat food.
Okay. Well, did you call
Anyway. I digest. I found a place with a map.
Map to where?
Teacheros.
Okay. Good. I can't read. And you can't
read. I'm not asking you. I know. I can't read maps.
Right. Okay. So what? Do you need money?
No. I need... Actually, if you have like 0.25 of a coin...
Bad news on that front. You're going to have to wait a couple days. I ate it. On accident.
Okay. We'll tackle that later.
Yeah, I will. I know.
Can you get the monkfish off the ship for me?
What's that?
You know that really ugly fish that I cut the head off of?
Yes.
That.
Where is it?
Check the kitchen.
The galley, you mean?
Yes. You know where we waffle?
We don't waffle. Strictly forbidden. It was rule number one.
We all know you do it.
I don't do it.
You've had the walkie-talkie in your pants this whole time?
Uh-huh.
I've heard the waffling.
You've heard waffling? What does that even sound like?
It has haunted
waffle,
me.
Waffle, 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 waffle.
Mushroom. All right, fine. I'll go get your stupid monkfish.
Okay, thank you. Bring
in exchange for 10 coin.
No. I can do 0.25 in a couple days.
Okay. Your deal.
Deal.
What a sucker.
All right. I go back to the ship.
I follow.
Okay, wait. The great captain's with me.
Yeah, I'm following. I didn't hear. I didn't tell you. Yeah, you're not. Who was that? Was that Squish?
I hope so.
Hey, come back! I need to talk to you. Come on! Oh,
that's the sound of me skittering.
I'm scampering.
All right. As you approach the ship, you can kind of hear, like, you get up on deck, but as you're heading into the galley, you kind of hear some music playing very poorly, but it's ukulele music, and it's coming from the captain's quarters. Yeah, and it's not well. Like, it's like, God damn it. You hear him kind of, like, mutter under his breath. But that's coming from his quarters, and the door is shut. And if you remember, the rule is he has an open door policy unless the door is shut.
Yes. All right. So what do you want to do, Chuckles?
Well, I think I'm supposed to get a monkfish. But all right.
You do that. I am going to go spy on the cat.
Okay, I will go get the monkfish. And you go kiss the captain or whatever it is you're going to do.
Spy on him.
With your lips.
Patches, you get to the door of the captain's quarters. It is shut and locked.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to look through the peephole.
It's a door. It's a bedroom door. There is no peephole.
Why would the peephole be going in? The lock door.
The lock on the door, like the little
lock. Oh, the keyhole. Lock?
Keyhole.
Okay.
Keyhole.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me make. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you? Let me hold on. Let me get back on screen. You can go ahead and roll a study or a survey. You can pick.
I'm gonna pick survey
because I don't know the difference between. Survey, probably.
I'd do it.
Somehow you manage to peep into the keyhole, and you see the captain, and he is doing exactly what you heard him doing. He's walking around, and he's strumming this, like, ukulele, like, trying to practice a song, and he just keeps messing it up over and over and over again. And he's like, oh, it's just these damn thumbs sometimes.
Oh, my God. How does he do that?
He's wearing his normal red frock coat, pants, okay, shirt, pair of boots, hat. Right.
So he's clothed.
He is clothed.
We had to ask.
Is his thumbs looking particularly fat?
He does have pretty... some might say he's thick-fingered.
Oh, my God.
Captain Fat Fingers.
Fat Thumb Charlie over here, am I right? Chuckles? Oh. He's not here.
Do you want to do any more with your spying on him?
Not really. I'm just kind of like... I'm not sure what to make of this.
Okay.
Just laughing at him through the keyhole.
I mean, not laughing maliciously.
Meanwhile, Chuckles, you get down into the galley.
Chuckers. Yeah. Don't call
Chuckers.
Me.
All right, Chucks. You get down into the galley.
Dead Chuckers.
All right. Dead Chuckers. Where would I be? Where would the monkfish be? If I were a monkfish, where would I be? I'd probably be in the ocean, but second best would be the oven. I check the oven for monkfish.
All right. Go ahead and study and see if you find it in there.
I need to think like a fish. I'm wet, but I don't even know
think
it.
Like the fish. Yes, partial success.
You see this beautiful cooked, like crispy, you know, crust on this monkfish. It smells delicious. As soon as you open the oven, just hits you with this like beautiful water, you know, mouth-watering, savory smell. But you do reach for it, and you aren't wearing any gloves, so I do imagine you burn yourself a little.
Ouch. Yes, I am magnetized by the smell of the monkfish, and I burn my hand.
One stress.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do one
stress. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Take it or not.
One stress. And, wow. I take a bite of it. But I try to do it in a conspicuous area. Like the neck.
It's butt. Oh.
No, not its
butt. It's gross. It's delicious. You've had some of Squish's. You've had some of Squish's cooking before, but this might be the best thing he's ever made.
Wow. This might be the best thing he's ever made. I fight the urge to eat the monkfish. Because I know that if... Okay, I radio Squish. Squish.
Yes.
Squish. This is Chuckles.
Okay.
I found the monkfish.
Thank you. Please bring it to me.
Someone took a bite out of it. Also,
it's
really
good. Don't tell me that. Thank you.
It's very good. Can I
have a bite? Did you take a bite out of it?
No. It was like that when I found it. Okay. And you want me to bring it to you? Do I?
Yes. Did you really like the onion stuffing?
Is that what that was?
Yes. You've never had one cooked before.
I would have. I don't. Didn't eat it.
Okay. That is very, very convincing.
Brain.
I start fast walking off the ship and back towards the market.
All right. Captain?
And you left me?
Hatches?
I'm still like looking through the keyhole with my butt shaking around like I'm looking, like spying on this guy.
There's no way this can back.
Okay.
No way. He doesn't know anything. He's dumb as hell.
Okay, so Squish, you're heading. I'm sorry. Chuckles, you're heading right back towards the market. And
yeah.
Patches, you're going to stay listening to the keyhole.
I mean, I'm expecting Chuckles to come get me when he's done at the, in the kitchen. I didn't expect him to just leave me, and you left me?
Yeah, I did. I'm on a mission, and I'm walking very fast through the crowd, bumping into all sorts of people, fighting the urge, just fighting this deep urge to finish this monkfish with my mouth.
So you head back to the market and back to our blue shopkeeper, who has, I guess, just been waiting in an awkward silence with Squish standing there in his shop.
Squish isn't really
Squish has just been sitting there like rocking back and forth on his feet.
Twiddling his thumbs.
All right.
Twiddling thumbs behind his back. Attempting to learn how to whistle.
Chuckles, you meet up with Squish. You are in the blue shopkeeper.
Monkfish, take this away from me. I'm about to eat it.
I take it and I put it down.
Be careful, it's hot.
I'm a demon.
Oh, yeah. I forget. I don't see color either. Or horns.
Or horns, apparently.
Yeah.
I set it down and I put the 2 coin on the counter and say, map.
All right. Here you go. And he hands back a scrolled, like a rolled up map, and just pushes it over. And as you reach for it, though, he kind of puts his hand on yours and he's like, listen, I did tell you it's bad for humans, right?
Yes.
This little guy here?
Yes, I've been meaning to tell you. I'm a human.
Don't. What?
I can't stop you from going, but there's more to Tetros than meets the eye, and there are things there that maybe are best left there. But, hey, that monkfish smells good.
Like what?
Like things you can just find on your own. I don't know. Now get out of my shop. And he takes the 2 coin and he takes the monkfish. And
can I open up the map?
Yeah, of course. It is a normal looking map. Here, I can show it to you guys.
I just want to make sure it's not like a blank piece of paper. I won't be able to read it, but I just want to make sure it's not like just words that say you got had.
No. That's a map.
Oh, okay.
So if you're all looking at it, so you guys are in the bottom left-hand corner where you see those pyramids.
The dark place.
And then up in the upper right-hand corner where there's like a landmass with some trees, that's Tetros. Tetros is a relatively small island. I mean, it's like Iceland. It's a larger island. It hosts a population of people, but it's not like Australia size. It's not a continent. Australia. It's just a very large island. Australia, mate. In between, there are lots of dangers. There's lots of little small islands. You see signs of monsters, those tendrils leaking out. Those are monsters that are on the sea. There's a little skull island there. There's a big, scary skull island in the corner. You know, it's a typical map. But it is a real map, and it looks authentic to you.
Okay. All right, then I just roll it back up and say, see you, brother shopkeeper.
Have fun.
I wish we had a captain to also look this over.
Yeah, wouldn't that have been nice?
Who could have possibly predicted? Well, the great captain's still on my shit list.
Well, I still... Yeah. Well, would you have trusted him if we brought him to look at this map?
Honestly, yes.
Really?
I mean...
Didn't you just say you don't trust him?
I don't trust him, but...
But you just said you did.
He loves maps. He loves going places.
I can say I love maps, too. Doesn't mean I know how to read it.
Did you see him rig up that autopilot on the boat? How proud he was of that and how long he sat in the bathroom and let the ship steer itself? That takes a special kind of dedication.
The stick that he just put on the rudder... Or the wheel.
Right, that.
And we both saw the red captain.
Yeah.
The actual captain come up and adjust. Uh-huh. Every once in a while.
Sometimes.
And you trust him. Not at all, but sometimes. Listen. Very confused by this right now.
I have a confession to make.
I am
illiterate. So this looks like nothing to me.
And I am cartographically illiterate, so
it looks like nothing.
Well,
you're not there.
I'm not here. I'm still looking at the captain spying with my ass up in the air,
wiggling your butt for some reason. Isn't that what you said?
Yes.
No.
Well, let's bring it back to him and have him look at it. Right. It's too late now. And he's already got the monkfish. He's probably eating it already.
Yeah, how was it?
Nice try. It was like that when I found it.
I saw the bite.
It wasn't me. It was like that when I found it.
Then explain the burns on your tongue.
Just old childhood scars.
No, they're not.
How did you see this burns on his tongue?
You're talking like this.
Yeah, I have a very tonguey way of speaking. All right, let's just get back to the ship.
Okay. Start walking back
show
to
it,
the ship.
And show it to the Gray Captain.
But I'm walking, very proud. I'm moving my arms up and down really, a lot with the map in my hands.
Okay. Cute.
As you guys are walking, you see a large group of people kind of gathered around. And when you get there, you see this demon band all in a circle. And they're, kind of like, and they're just jamming out. It's pretty good. It's actually really good. Yeah. And they're impressive, and there's just a crowd of people, and as the song kind of dies down, everyone's giving them cheer, yay! And then one of the lead singers, he stops everyone and he goes, thank you for listening. Make sure you buy our CDs, make sure you buy our merch. We got these wonderful flutes here. For real dirt cheap. Make beautiful music on your own. And he sees you guys stopping because you've stopped to stare, and he points to you, chuckles, and he's like, hey, you want a recorder?
I am not a human.
Okay. Right. Person standing next to the person, demon standing next to the guy who's definitely not a human.
Yes, that's me.
Want a free flute? We're trying to, spread our word around. These instruments are pretty good, and we thought it'd be like a nice little gimmick.
Flute?
A flute.
I can't play the flute.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how to play instruments.
Well, all right. Well, take it with you though. Maybe you'll have some fun with it.
What about speakers?
And
can I have your speakers?
No, you want a CD?
No, do you have any knot on wires? I'll take that, whatever you got. Any
kind? No knot on wires.
All right. And what, you're just handing out CDs?
Yeah, CDs and flutes.
For free.
Yeah.
What's the catch?
No, thank you.
You're not going to try and eat me, are you?
No.
All right, yeah, give me your stupid CD.
All right, he hands you a CD, and it just says for like demon flautists on the top.
Okay, yeah, you guys keep rocking on. Someday you'll make it.
And then as you're leaving away, the music picks up again, and it's incredibly good, and maybe just a little bit magical, not quite. You can't quite tell, but you feel this like pull on you to like kind of go back and listen more. And they have drawn quite a crowd around them.
Chuckles.
You hear this riff that this guy is playing?
Yes.
He is nailing it.
I kind of want to roll something to try to like not get sucked into this.
It's not about the notes he's playing. It's about the notes he's not playing.
If you roll under, besides actions, if you do resistance, you could do resolve to kind of like fortify yourself against the music. Because you're noticing that there are other humans on the island. They're being drawn in. People are being drawn in. And now you are being drawn in as well. You started walking away and you're kind of like walking back now. Chuckles, how about you? You want to roll your resolve to see if you get stuck there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because you're hearing this music as well, and it's drawing you back into it. You don't seem fucking bothered. You just walk. You keep walking. It completely unbothered by this music.
All right. But I.
But Squish is kind of stuck there.
Huh.
Yeah, this music is really good. It's just these flautists are just nailing it.
Yeah, the demon catches eyes with you, Squish, and he's like starting to come up to you, kind of like you know working the crowd a little bit, getting you to like playing a little bit, trying to get you to dance.
We got to go, Squish.
Reminds you of home, doesn't it?
I've never been there.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how to get there? Still good
music, though. And they just start playing harder.
They're so much better.
We have demon flautists at home.
Gathering, and you're getting, Chuckles, you're kind of getting pushed out to the side of this, like, now what's slowly becoming, like, kind of a mosh pit.
Squish! Squish!
But Squish has been lost to the music.
Squish!
Dancing and being lost to the music.
I'm yelling out now. I've started yelling into the walkie-talkie. Squish! Squish!
You just hear the music playing through it.
Squish!
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 Captain, you have a walkie-talkie as well, so you just hear him yelling, Squish! Squish!
Oh, he's on the party line.
Is this thing on?
Squish! Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to leave it on. Is it loud?
I mean, not loud enough that the captain heard you over his bad flying.
All right, I go back to spying on him.
Commence the wiggling.
All right. All right. Chuckles, what's your plan?
Oh, he has the map.
Yes. Yes, Squish has the map.
I am going to do my classic move, which is drop to the ground and climb underneath people's legs back towards Squish.
Okay.
I will recognize his chicken legs anywhere, hopefully.
Okay. You do find him. He's just standing there kind of swaying to the music, just kind of... It's obvious at this point that he's under some sort of, like, hypnotism. He's not even paying attention.
Okay, well, I turn up, and I'm laying on my back on the ground, and I'm yelling at him. Squish! Squish!
Squish! From, like, between my legs?
Yes. Squish! I'm down here! I'm down here!
What are you doing down there?
We got to go.
I can't. These guys are so good.
I think we should go. I know you think they're good, but we have them at home. I got their stupid CD, and as soon as I make a CD player and speakers and electricity, I will play it for you.
Do you promise?
Yeah, as much as I can promise anything.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to resist again. Oh,
right, snap him out of it. No, I'm not going to nut punch. I'm just going to tap him a little bit just to pull him out of it.
Flick it?
Yeah, a nut tap.
Flick.
Yeah. A nut tap.
Okay, you can go ahead and roll your wreck. Okay. And Squish, you can roll some resistance as well, just to see how much damage you take in return.
Is that in, well, resolve gen?
I would say resolve, yeah. It's a strength throw, or, you know, not strength. You're going to have to need the resolve.
All right, I got to go. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Well, that didn't sound good. It was quite a cliffhanger he left us on.
What if y'all just left? We'll find out about the nut punching when we get back.
Who do you nut punch again?
Me?
So Chuckles is going to nut punch Squish to get him out, to break him out of it. Because you chose to ignore him when he was screaming over the walkie-talkie.
Yeah, way to go, Captain. I mean, Patches.
I'm a little scamp. Just all over the board.
I think today it's just one board. You're all over spying on the captain for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why either. I'm just kind of going with it.
Fair enough.
Guy was playing the ukulele badly. You make him feel bad about that?
No, I just think it's goofy.
Not yet. Going to be a time where you bring it up.
Do you think Tiger's okay?
I don't know. Usually he doesn't run away like that.
Maybe they saw a mouse.
Sorry. Belle was just, there's just some kind of mistake going on down there, and she needed me to see it.
A mouse?
Yeah.
Is it a mouse?
No, it was just water. But some say water is the most powerful force on Earth. You've heard of the Grand Canyon, haven't you?
Water, the source of all life.
And destruction.
Our story. All right. Our story starts there.
Yes. So, Chuckles, you're going to roll your wreck, and then Squish is going to roll his resolve, and whoever gets the most wins. Okay?
Well, I don't think it's going to be me. Oh.
It is you.
It is me.
So good news all around. So, yeah, Chuckles, you nut punch him right between the legs.
Tap. It was a tap. It was a little tap.
Squish, you don't take any damage from that, but you are snapped out of the spell you've been under.
I get really mad.
Oh, of course.
I'm sorry. It was for your own good, Squish. We gotta go.
I reached down and picked Chuckles up by the collar of his shirt.
Whoa.
And
holding
it. Why?
You'll thank me later.
I've never been happy with you before.
Yeah, get fast walking.
Now, the one back time you ship. See me happy, you had to...
It was really bothering me, your happiness. Now, can we go?
Oh, we're not... This is not settled yet, but yeah, yes,
you
let's
could,
go.
You could beat my ass on the boat.
Ooh, don't tempt me.
I'm tempt... okay.
All right. Lead the way. I kind of hold him in front of me to push through the crowd.
Patches, you hear them arguing as they come back up the dock, and you hear them yelling at each other. So what are you doing?
I'm panicking because I don't want to be caught by the door, and I'm like trying to scamper away before the captain hears them yelling.
Okay. You scamper back onto deck.
Yeah, I scamper on the deck.
Has been there.
Yep. I scampered right up on the deck. Hey!
Yeah,
where'd you go?
What have you been doing? You look awfully suspicious.
No, I'm fine.
Almost like you were doing something you shouldn't have been.
What is this, the third degree? Who are you?
I'm Chuckles. The D is silent. We found a map.
Oh, you found good. A map, eh?
Yes.
Captain is standing behind you.
I scamper away even more.
Well, I can't believe it. I searching for years for a map, and you found it, huh? Back to Ketros.
Yeah, I hand him the map. And I just got a big smile on my face.
Perfect. Ah, well done, lad. Really well done. And he, like, grasps your arm and gives it a real good squeeze and a shake. And it's genuine. Like, this guy's not razzing you up. He is really happy that you've done this. Everyone tonight, drinks on me, huh?
They always are.
Boom. They are anyway. But excellent job, boys. You got yourselves a map. And then what else have we got?
Well, not monkfish.
All right.
Yeah, I had to trade away the monkfish.
And not any good music either.
No, that's where you're wrong. And I pull out the CD. It says the Demon Flautist on it. And I toss it to you. There's some good music.
The Demon Flautist, huh? Well, yep. Isn't this just one of my favorite bands? I'm a huge fan of them.
Really? Well, they're just on the beach over there.
Yeah. Their music is hypnotic.
You want to go meet them?
No, they say don't meet your heroes, and honestly, I think that's for the best. But too bad we don't really have anything to play this on. But I know you're working on it, right? Right, Chuckles?
Probably. And we also got this, and I pull out of my pockets a bunch of knot wire.
All right.
Look at this.
Now, one question. We've been on the ship for several days now, and you gave away the one thing that you did catch, correct?
Gold.
Yes.
Well, you gave away the monkfish. All right. Well, I am going to have to say this. The food supply is getting a little bit, it has been taken down one peg because we did not actually buy any food here.
No, but we got something better than food.
This wire.
And I've heard the wire is actually pretty tasty.
It's really good.
I don't know why.
And there's no nutrients, though. How was your trip ashore?
Oh, it was pretty good. Let's just say I really learned how to string along the way.
I don't get it, but very good, lad. And he slams you on the back, kind of pushes you over.
Did you just hit me?
Well, this is a great start, lad. You've done well for your first trip ashore. I'm sure it went very well for you. And,
what did you do while we were gone?
Good question.
What did I do?
Yeah. We were out there busting our humps.
Have you taken a look around the ship? And he points out, the scratches you made from the side of the ship, you know, rubbing it, you know, hitting every other ship as you parallel docked, have been all buffed out. The ship's been repainted. It's gleaming. The sunroof that you had made is now completely patched. The ship looks cleaner and better than ever.
Oh, wow. I wonder how many ghosts it took to clean up this mess.
I wonder how many ghosts you have, huh?
You don't know anything. I have a hot
You don't
man.
Know. Don't you don't. Release that thing.
This boat is made of flammable wood.
Right. I'm just saying.
So you have one fireball, demon.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you threatening me?
And no other ghosts?
No, why would I have any other ghosts?
Because one who's called himself a ghost pirate should have more than one demon. You think he'd have a ghost or two.
Well, I was hoping to catch them when I got back to the ship, and it turned out it didn't work out so well.
Well, when you get your own ghost crew and your own ghost port, then you can call yourself a ghost pirate.
Wow. Wait, is this a ghost boat?
This is a ghost boat?
No, it's a boat.
Just keep knocking me down.
No, it's a boat
trail.
Okay. Is the captain a ghost?
No, I'm very much flesh and blood. No, you are also flesh and blood.
What about me?
We did do the flesh test.
Did we?
What was that?
He held your finger for for a long time.
Yes, I touched
like a child.
His skin. I mean flesh.
You held his finger.
That didn't happen.
That's exactly what happened.
Again.
Well, give me the night to look over this map and I'll have our new bearings in the morning. How about that?
The best I can do is 2 hours.
No, you can do overnight. Besides, the light's getting low here and we probably should set off or stay here for a little bit too. Who knows? Maybe we'll stay.
Well, can you look at the map and tell me if it's good? Legit. Yeah, if it's legit.
He takes the map and he opens it and he looks at it and he's like, yeah, it's a normal map.
But is it the right map?
Never been to Teacheros before, so we'll find out.
Okay.
But I recognize some of these places. Yes, I've heard of this place, and of course that's not a place we want to go. And he's like pointing out different places, and he's like,
I'm like looking over his shoulder. Yeah, that's a good spot too, right there. Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Right. Are you two photography literate?
What?
I am not.
I can okay. totally what'd you say?
Cartography
literate.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
He spreads
the map out and he goes, can you point to where north is on this map?
I have confessions to make.
Yes.
No, I can't do that. Oh, you lied just
now. Okay. All right. Squish, north?
Oh, no, I don't. I told you I don't know how.
All right, perfect. Patches, north.
Don't talk down to me. And I point right to north.
Perfect. Patches, join me in my stateroom tomorrow, this evening, and we'll look over the map together.
Why don't you join me in my stateroom?
Because your stateroom is the janitor's closet. Yeah, how'd your baseball game go?
Not good.
Oh, okay.